Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances with Duke Performances. Quick reminder before I start reading these, for ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. On Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater of Durham, Richard Smallwood and Vision will be performing. Tickets are $24 to $48 and $10 if you are a Duke student. Composer and pianist Richard Smallwood is gospel's singular visionary, a gospel music hall of famer whose songs are as likely to be recorded by Aretha Franklin as Yolanda Adams. Smallwood makes the choir sound like a symphony, layering endlessly subtle shadings and textures into a music of exaltation. Smallwood founded his first gospel group, the Celestials, at Howard University, where he studied voice piano and ethnomusicology. He became one of gospel music's leading recording artists in the 1980s, with the Billboard chart-smashing The Richard Smallwood Singers and the Grammy-nominated Textures, and added new standards such as Center of My Joy to the canon. Now Smallwood brings the 21 majestic voices of Vision to the luxurious but comfortable Carolina Theater in the heart of Durham for an evening of conceptually dazzling, musically riveting praise. Ken Richard Smallwood and Vision will be performing Saturday, March 30th, 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Tiff Merritt and Simone Dinnerstein will be performing Thursday, April 4th, and there'll be two shows on that, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., at the First Presbyterian Church of Durham. Tickets are $28, and again, $10 if you are a Duke student. In 2011, Brooklyn-based classical pianist Simone Dinnerstein and North Carolina's patron saint of Americana, Tiff Merritt, premiered Night at Duke Reynolds Theater. Now they return to Durham to re-envision their groundbreaking song cycle of classics and commissions, celebrating Night's record release on Sony Classical with two back-to-back shows. Merritt, a reliable and heartbreaking vocalist and guitarist, and that's a quote from the Riverfront Times, and Dinnerstein, a Bach specialist of arresting freshness and subtlety, and that's a quote from the Times, chart an unsuspected territory between J.S. Bach and Cat Stevens, Henry Purcell and Alan Toussaint, Old Europe and New America. This intimate staging of the First Presbyterian features new collaborative covers and solo performances, revealing further luminous shades in this star-filled night. Again, Tiff Merritt and Simone Dinnerstein performing Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Durham. The Takis Quartet will be performing Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. and also on Saturday, April 6th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $30 and $10 if you are a Duke student. A world-class ensemble of Hungarian origin, the Takas Quartet performs the complete string quartets of Hungary's greatest composer in this two-night concert event. Now based at the University of Colorado, the quartet wears the music of Béla Bartók like an old but beautifully tailored coat, and that is a quote from the Sydney Morning Herald. From the New York Times, their sharply etched phrasing and witty vehemence highlight the spirited humor and sprightly folk traditions in these 20th century masterpieces. Explore the entire triumphant cycle with erudite musicians whose buoyant, seamless ensemble and sheer immediacy, says the Times UK, put them in a class of their own. Again, the Takas Quartet will be performing Friday, April 5th, and again Saturday, April 6th. Both performances will take place at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. On Thursday, April 11th, at the Carolina Theater of Durham, Brad Mehldau and Chris Thiel will be at the Carolina Theater. Mandolist Chris Thiel, he's from Nickel Creek Punch Brothers, and pianist Brad Mehldau, a graceful powerhouse, and that's a quote from the New York Times, are both virtuosos who record for Nonesuch Records. Both boldly mix their respective areas of expertise, bluegrass and jazz, with influences from Radiohead to Bach. Now these kindred spirits combine their dazzling imaginations in an evening of classical transcriptions, pop covers, and original songs for mandolin and piano. The Carolina Theater will ring out with elaborate melodies, exceptional singing, and knockout improvisations from a dynamic pair that translates open-mindedness into thrilling musical expression. And finally, Gretchen Parlato Quartet will be performing Friday, April 12th. Doors open at 8 p.m. The concert will begin at 9 p.m. And also another performance on Saturday, April 13th at the Motorco Music Hall. Again, for both performances, doors open at 8 and the concert will begin at 9. With her crystalline voice and deep, almost magical connection to music, says Herbie Hancock, the young jazz singer Gretchen Parlato is the cream of the crop. Naturally restrained and controlled, more Ella Fitzgerald than Sarah Vaughan, it's a quote from the New York Times, this Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition winner puts her inimitable imprint, tinged with Brazilian music and R&B, onto the classic jazz songbook. At Motorco, an accessible venue where Parlato will shine, piano, bass, and drums provide sultry support for the most original jazz singer in a generation, and that's a quote from the Boston Globe. Tickets for that performance are $24 and $10 for Duke students. Again, for more information about any of these tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number again is 919-684-4444. It's time to read some upcoming events for the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Coming up on April 19th through 19th to 20th at the Mimandy Concert Hall and the Raleigh's Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, we have music director Grant Llewellyn leading the orchestra in the music of John Williams. This recipient of nearly 50 Academy Award nominations and North Carolina Symphony Audience favorite is the creative force behind some of the most spellbounding musical themes of our time. From Harry Potter to Star Wars to the Olympic anthem Summon the Heroes, John Williams has left an indelible mark on modern music. During his time at the Boston Symphony, Llewellyn worked closely with Williams in his capacity as conductor of the Boston Pops, and Grant will share his impressions of the composer with the audience. Experience the full impact of his music live in this evening of the composer's most electrifying scores. Also coming up at the Raleigh Classical Series at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And again, that is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. The series does begin at 8 p.m., and Brahms' Requiem will be performed April 12th and 13th. Grant Llewellyn, the music director, Ilana Davidson, soprano, Stephen Powell, baritone, and the North Carolina Master Choral. It will be Brahms' A German Requiem. For the Chapel Hill series, which also begins at 8 p.m., we have Brahms' Requiem with the same lineup, Sunday, April 14th. That Chapel Hill series takes place at Memorial Hall at UNC, and that address is 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, we have Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and the Richard Thompson Electric Trio. The Durham Performing Arts Center is also known as DPAC, is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. In celebration of a new collaborative album that has been released in February, Old Yellow Moon, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell are embarking on a series of tour dates this spring, including a stop at DPAC. Emmylou Harris's contribution as a singer and songwriter spans 40 years and includes 12 Grammy Awards and a Billboard Century Award. She has recorded more than 25 albums and has lent her talents to countless fellow artists' recordings. In recognition of her remarkable career, Harris was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. Rodney Crowell is a multi-Grammy Award winner whose songs have been recorded by Johnny Cash, Nora Jones, Etta James, and the Grateful Dead, among others. His 1988 breakthrough, Diamonds and Dirt, generated 5 number one singles and a Grammy Award for the song After All This Time. In 2012, Crowell released Kin, Songs by Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell, which made its debut at number one on the Americana and Country Rock Album chart. His honors also include an ASCAP Lifetime Achievement Award and membership in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Richard Thompson's latest album, Electric, comes in with what is arguably his most creatively productive period in a career that stretches back some 45 years, back to his emergence as a teen guitarist and songwriter with groundbreaking Fairport Convention, the band that essentially invented the term English folk rock. With his dozens of albums consistently high on the critics' polls and guitar skills that have earned him a top 20 spot on Rolling Stone's list of best guitarists of all times, Richard Thompson's many facets only seem to get more, well, multifaceted. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and Richard Thompson Electric Trio will be performing at DPAC Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. At DPAC, Smokey Robinson will be performing on April 5th. Don't miss one of the most iconic figures in American R&B, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend, and Motown pioneer Smokey Robinson coming to DPAC Friday, April 5th. Smokey Robinson is responsible for much of what is known as the Motown sound, having written, produced, and performed a vast number of the label's signature hits. Over his 5-decade career, Smokey founded the Miracles, scouted talent like the Supremes for Motown, and he helped to find pop-oriented soul with his smooth tenor voice, impeccable timing, and profound sense of lyric. The Miracles dominated the R&B scene throughout the 1960s and early 70s, and in the mid-1960s, Robinson became vice president of Motown Records, serving as their in-house producer, talent scout, and songwriter. He later turned to a solo career where he continued his tradition of hit-making. With over 4,000 songs to his credit, Smokey's many Motown hits include his solo classics like Cruising and Being With You, The Miracles' Ooh Baby Baby, Going to a Go-Go, Tears of a Clown, and The Tracks of My Tears, The Temptations' My Girl, and Get Ready, Mary Wells' My Guy, Marvin Gaye's I'll Be Doggone, and many more. Covered by the Beatles, You've Really Got a Hold on Me, The Captain and Tennille, Shop Around, and Ella Fitzgerald, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, Smokey was deservedly awarded the Kennedy Center Honors in 2006. Again, Smokey Robinson will be coming to DPAC April 5th. Diana Krall is coming to DPAC on April 6th. Grammy Award winning pianist and vocalist Diana Krall, one of today's best-selling jazz artists, returns to DPAC for an evening of unmistakable, sophisticated jazz. She will appear on the heels of her self-proclaimed song and dance album, Glad Rag Doll. Diana Krall's extraordinary new album, Glad Rag Doll, is an exhilarating and adventurous exploration of new sounds, new instrumentation, and new musicians. It stars a singer and piano player, filled with mischief, humor, and a renewed sense of tenderness and intimacy. The record reveals itself at that remarkable vanishing point in time where all music, swinging, rocking, and taboo collide with songs of longing, solace, and regret. All are made new again in a vaudeville of Krall's own imagining. Working for the first time with renowned producer T-Bone Burnett and engineer Mike Presante, Krall revels in a fresh sonic playground captured in the vivid grain and deep resonant focus of analog tape. Burnett has assembled a distinguished cast of remarkable men to complement Krall's piano contribution at an 1890s Steinway upright. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Diana Krall will be performing at DPAC Saturday, April 6th at 8 p.m. Need to Breathe, the Drive All Night Tour, will be performing at DPAC on April 10th. When Need to Breathe's Bear and Bo Reinhardt set out to write the songs that appear on the band's new album, The Reckoning, they felt something bigger awaited them. It wasn't just commercial success either. The band's last album, The Outsiders, hit number 9 on Billboard's Rock Albums chart and went top 20 on the top 200, saw the band sell out venues such as Nashville's Ryman Auditorium and Chicago's House of Blues, and scored an impressive number of placements in blockbuster films and numerous primetime television shows. With their reputation as a must-see live act built from non-stop touring, the Reinhardt brothers, pastor sons who hail from rural South Carolina town of Possum Kingdom, along with drummer Joe Stilwell and bass player Seth Bolt, were determined to create a statement-making album that truly captured the magic behind this generally appealing rock band. The set times for this performance at 7:30 p.m. are Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, 8:15 intermission, 8:45 Need to Breathe. And all guests will require a ticket, regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Need to Breathe, the Drive All Night Tour with special guest Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, will be performing at DPAC Wednesday, April 10th at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, April 4th through April 6th, is Corey Holcomb. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-828-5233. Corey Holcomb will perform a stand-up comedy at a funeral if they're serving drinks, and he'd kill. A native of inner-city Chicago, Corey's distinctive voice of what it means to be ghetto and what it takes to be a player makes him one of the most engaging and appealing acts in comedy. No matter how cold his stories of poverty, street life, and woman may be, he always warms you with his charming smile, and he certainly leaves you rolling with laughter. Corey hit his first open mic in 1992 when Adele Givens called him to the stage. He was a smashing success and has been a full-time comedian ever since. He has taken top honors at the Miller Genuine Draft Comedy Search, Budweiser Comedy Competition, Chicago Home Jam, and Laugh-a-Palooza. He has appeared at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival and the Chicago Comedy Festival. And again, Corey Holcomb will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club April 4th and the 6th. On Friday, April 2nd, Jimmy J.J. Walker at Venero's in Clayton, North Carolina. Goodnight's on the road. This is part of Goodnight's Comedy Club that obviously takes their show on the road. You know Jimmy as J.J. from the show Good Times, but you also know him from NBC's Scrubs, The O'Reilly Factor, Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jay Leno, Late Show with David Letterman. Jimmy's first solo guest shot on the Jack Parr Show in 1972 was successful beyond anyone's expectations. Dan Rowan, who has seen the show, called for Jimmy to fly to Los Angeles to guest on a Laugh-In special. This followed with a second guest spot on the Jack Parr Show and a contract with CBS to perform his act each week as the audience warm-up for Carlucci's Department, a sitcom. The flush of success gave Walker the confidence to give up his day job in 1972. Jimmy was now working regularly in clubs. Spotted by Norman Lear's casting director, Jimmy accepted a part in a new comedy series, Good Times. Dynamite was the phrase, and it was made famous nationwide. Time magazine named him Comedian of the Decade. Walker did the comedy album Dynamite, and it was a bestseller, but stand-up comedy was still his first love. Walker currently tours the country 25 to 30 weeks a year doing his stand-up comedy and also performs on late-night TV and game shows. Again, Jimmy J.J. Walker will be at Venero's in Clayton. And for more information, you can call 919-828-5233. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh, at the Fletcher Opera Theater, April 2nd through 6th, is 50 Shades the Musical. The 50 Shades the Musical is a hilarious parody of the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, which will premiere in Raleigh on April 2nd. A sexy, hysterical musical romp, 50 Shades the Musical, is a laugh-out-loud night of fun you won't want to miss. A resounding hit at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Chicago and New York, 50 Shades the Musical opens with a ladies' book club deciding to read 50 Shades of Grey. Through their interpretation of the novel, the audience is led on an uproarious roller coaster ride of this unlikely bestseller. The show is full of dance numbers and original songs delivered by an outrageous cast with a live onstage band. Join the global sensation and experience the show that has sold out audience in New York and Chicago. Again, this performance is April 2nd through April 6th. Price range from $30 to $47. And you can call them for ticket information at 919-996-8700. On April 12th through the 14th, Winnie the Pooh will be performing at the Memorial Auditorium at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Disney's Winnie the Pooh Kids welcomes audiences to the 100-acre wood where Winnie the Pooh is once again in sharing snacks. Price ranges for these tickets are from $14 to $47. Showtimes April 12th, 6:30 p.m., April 13th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., and April 14th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Again, that phone number for more ticket information is 919-996-8700. On April 18th and the 21st, Jamboree, the Carolina Ballet will be at the Memorial Auditorium, again at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Fancy Free, the first ballet choreographed by Jerome Robbins, took New York by storm and propelled Robbins into a household name and led to a life of work on Broadway, in the movies, and in ballet. Fancy Free was so popular that it became the basis for the movie On the Town with Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly. Lynn Taylor Corbett's Carolina Jamboree with the Red Clay Ramblers is one of the programs that makes Carolina Ballet unique. The combination of ballet and bluegrass will have you dancing in the aisles. The showtimes for this, April 18th, 8 p.m., April 19th, 8 p.m., April 20th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and April 21st, 2 p.m. The ticket prices range from $25 to $66. And also, it's time to read now some of the upcoming events through Pinecone. The Del McCurry Band will be performing Thursday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at the Mamandi Concert Hall at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. It's a quick reminder, the Duke Energy Center is formerly known as the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members and $25 to $35 for the general public. You can call the Pinecone box office for tickets at 919-664-8302. Pinecone is delighted to welcome the Del McCurry Band back to Raleigh for a night of world-class bluegrass. Del McCurry has spent more than 50 years as a professional musician, and during that time, he and his band have become the most awarded act in the history of bluegrass. Make plans to see the Del McCurry Band on April 4th. One of the greatest ambassadors for traditional bluegrass, Del has been no less acclaimed for embracing offshoots of the genre, embodying both aspects of his career through his annual Del Fest Music Festival, where tradition is both honored and extended by the presentation of a wide array of bluegrass and string music performances. Over the past two decades, he and his band have appeared on late-night television shows like David Letterman's and Conan O'Brien's, and at venues ranging from Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center to popular festivals like Bonnaroo and the Newport Folk Festival. Here's a guy who's been playing for 50 years, and he's still experimenting, still looking to do things outside the box to bring other kinds of music into bluegrass form, says Americana music icon Richard Thompson, who saw his 1952 Vincent Black Lightning turned into a bluegrass standard when McCurry brought it into the fold. I think that's the best bluegrass band, period. That's it. Again, the Del McCurry Band will be performing Thursday, April 4th at the Mamandi Concert Hall, which is in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That performance will take place at 8 p.m. For ticket information, you can call the Pinecone box office at 919-664-8302. Donna Rae Norton will be performing Sunday, April 14th at 3 p.m. with the doors opening at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, and that's located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Donna Rae Norton is an eighth-generation descendant of the original settlers of Madison County and its music traditions. Norton is the daughter of ballad singer Lena Jean Rae, granddaughter of legendary fiddler Byron Rae and mouth, bow, and banjo player Morris Norton, and cousin to Sheila K. Adams and other prominent Madison County musicians. Donna Rae was featured in the documentary The Madison County Project, Documenting the Sound, which received the 2005 Audience Award at the Asheville Film Festival. Norton performed in the North Carolina Symphony and their Blue Skies, Red Earth concert series in Raleigh. She's also toured Western North Carolina with the Symphony Concert. She currently has two CDs to her credit, Single Girl and Forks in the Road. Again, Donna Rae Norton will be performing Sunday, April 14th, 3 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. And this event is free and open to the public, though a free ticket is required. A couple of more things coming up. Bluegrass Jam, second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building in the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street. You can contact them at ashort@bellsouth.net. Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam is going to be the third Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Port City Java, located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. You can call them at 919-232-5282 for more information. The Mudbones Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, and they're located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-401-1979. The Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing is every Sunday night from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons are at 6 p.m. Ballroom is the first Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. and salsa the second and fourth Sunday at from 3:45 to 6 p.m. This all is located at the Elks Lodge at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. If you are a Carolina Dance Club member, the admission is $6, and guests are welcome at $10. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. There's an old-time music session every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strings Violins and Guitars, located at 116 Broad Street in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-286-3801. And finally, just a couple of things that are coming up in this week. On Wednesday, April 3rd, Long Rifle will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe, and that's in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-8898. On Friday, April 5th, the Dukes will be at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha. And for more information, you can go to their website at hawriverballroom.com. Jack Williams will be performing at the Community Arts Cafe in Winston-Salem. You can call them 336-724-9393 for more information. The Holy Ghost Tent Revival will be at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro. Phone number 336-272-9888. And finally, on Friday, April 5th, Channing and Quinn at 8 p.m. and Tim Fast at 10 p.m. at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-416-9707. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.